What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into another episode of the Daily Juice Podcast. I am your host, Matt Perrault. We're here every single morning, 365 days a year. Pick some plays that you might want to fade. Things have not been going good at all. 1-2 last night. Frustration. I guess if I'm going to miss a hockey bet, let's miss a hockey bet. Like 5 goals in the first period when you bet the first period under. Great bet. At least if I'm going to be wrong, be way wrong. But I make that play all the time. You should bet the Sabres, the Kraken first period under in their next game. Okay. It was 9 straight. Then that happens. Most likely we go back to the streak in the next game for the Seattle Kraken. But, you know, we lose that there. Celtics go under. So do the Philadelphia 76ers. They continue to be one of our best bet team here for the under on Philadelphia. But Boston, the Cade Cunningham news stinks. That's the breaks, right? You bet overnight. Cade Cunningham didn't play. And so they, you know, they got beat by 25, whatever they got beat. Boston covered that 15, 16 point line pretty easily with Cade Cunningham being out. Jaylen Brown played. Boston won big. So betting overnight, that's just what happens. Somebody said to me, by the way, they accused me of making things up yesterday on Twitter. I put it on the Discord channel. I don't make anything up, guys. When you bet overnight, the information sometimes is accurate. Sometimes it's not. This is the game. Okay. You can do what you want. Fade, follow, do what you want. I'm just telling you what I bet. Right. And right now I've been losing for like 2 months straight. I've been losing. So every once in a while I sweep the board. That's the problem. It's like I'm going 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 4-0, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 3-0. Right. That's just kind of how this has been going. It's feast or famine. It's kind of annoying, but that's why the numbers, they're not good, but they could be way worse just because I'm having these days where I'm just coming up and winning 4 units out of the blue. And when you're betting, you know, 3.3 units a day, and if you're losing one, win four, you know, it basically, it makes up for the week and gets you into a place where you can have a winning week. So that's just the way things are going. Fade, follow, do whatever you want with these picks. I've got my first NCAA tournament bet to give you. I've got a bet in Dayton for the play-in tonight on one of the two games. And I've got 2 NIT bets, all college basketball today. I'll give you also a for fun parlay that's even money if you want to bet hockey. Extremely chalky. I'm not making it official, but if you want a parlay, it's an even money parlay in hockey that I'll give to you here in just 1 second. But first and foremost, OmahaSteaks.com, the title sponsor of the Daily Juice. OmahaSteaks.com/Daily Juice. That is the URL. You're going to go to get a subscription to OmahaSteaks.com. And if you do that, free burgers for life, 10% off your first order, and a 100% money back guarantee your satisfaction at OmahaSteaks.com/juice. Now, does the tournament begin tonight or does it begin on Thursday? Most would tell you the tournament begins on Thursday. So that means you got some time to use the Betting Pros Bracket Optimizer. To get there, you're going to go to bettingpros.com/bracket. If you are watching on YouTube, that is on the screen for you. Build a winning March Madness bracket in seconds with the Betting Pros Bracket Optimizer. Get to optimize your bracket using trusted sources like KenPom, BPI, and the most accurate bracket experts tracked by Betting Pros. Lock in your top picks and let us optimize the rest of your bracket based on advanced stats, history, odds, and more. Quickly view key matchup info as you fill out your bracket with the optimizer. Get optimal upsets and sleeper picks based on the size of your bracket pool as well. To access the bracket optimizer, visit bettingpros.com/bracket or download the Betting Pros app at bettingpros.com/apps. Okay, let's start with my first NCAA tournament bet. So I told you guys before, I've been doing work with SportsGrid, and there's a guy on there named Joe Ranieri who's really smart, sharp, and a guy I love talking gaming, gambling, basketball. He turned me on to this. This is strictly, I'm giving credit to Joe because it didn't hit in the last game, but it has hit consistently. He told me about this play, I don't know how long, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago? It's when I've been doing Saturday afternoons with him on SportsGrid. Houston in the first half. They've been housing people. And they just got housed by Iowa State. You don't think they're chomping at the bit right now to go and destroy Longwood? The number is 15. The game number is 24 and a half. I was talking to a bookmaker on my other show on BVB, and they thought the line should be 30. Well, guess what the halftime line is? 15. We're going to lay it. Houston, in the first half of their game in the first round of the NCAA tournament, Houston minus 15 to come out and just boat race Longwood in a similar way to what they did in the Big 12 tournament. If you remember, they just got out and destroyed people in the Big 12 tournament. It was just like, oh my gosh, what's the score? What did they do? They just completely de-pantsed whoever they were facing in the Big 12 tournament. And I think in this one, I mean, this could be a really, you know, bad situation for a team that is very lucky to be in the NCAA tournament, right? I mean, let's be frank here. Let's just call a spade here. Number one team in the South. I still think Houston should have been the number one overall seed, or at least, you know, had a real good shot at being the number one overall seed. Yes, I know what UConn did. They won their conference tournament, so they get it. But Longwood's going to get killed here. Houston, minus 15 for 1.1 units. That game will be played on Friday night, 9:20 Eastern time for Houston first half. Okay. So let's get to the card for today. Colorado State up against Virginia. The number is 2.5. Certain books in Vegas have already gone to 3. Most books on the East Coast and most books here in Vegas are at 2.5. They're trying to find the dog money. Nobody wants Virginia. They're almost daring you to bet Virginia, okay? And I understand why, okay? Talking about a game with a really, really low total. KenPom has this as a 2-point win for Colorado State. The number's 2.5, like I mentioned. Boy, oh boy. 24-10 CSU. They lost to New Mexico in the Mountain West Conference tournament. Nevada and San Jose State, they beat them both, 85-78 for Nevada, 72-62 over San Jose State. Now, Virginia's played in the ACC, okay? And I think the natural inclination is to go, Virginia's the ACC team, and yes, it could be really ugly, and most likely this game's going to go under, but Virginia's going to find a way to win this basketball game. I can't see it. Virginia has been bounced far too often early in tournaments because they can't score. And look, this team for the Rams, they're not awful defensively. They are 38th in adjusted efficiency. They're 111th in effective field goal percentage defense, but Virginia is 246th offensively in effective field goal percentage. Now, they do hit their threes. That's their whole offense. If they miss their threes, neutral court, new place in Dayton, Ohio, 46th in the country, but 2-point percentage, they're 310th, and Virginia doesn't hit their free throws. This is the weirdest thing about Virginia. They don't hit their free throws. They are 355th in free throw percentage, 63.7. When you're in a low scoring tight game, what is going to be the difference? Free throws. And guess what? CSU, 75.4%, 54th in the country, top 50 almost in the country in free throws. The Rams hit their free throws. Virginia does not. Huge problem there. Look, I know all the metrics for UVA are tremendous. 7th in efficiency defensively, 14th in effective field goal percentage defensively, 18th in three-point defense, 38th in two-point defense. They're 4th in block shot percentage per game, okay? Great, okay? Phenomenal. But they do foul, and teams are hitting about 75% of their free throws against them. That's a high number. That's 332nd in the country for worst for teams that do hit their free throws against Virginia. CSU hits their free throws. This game very well gets decided at the free throw line here. Referees will play a factor here, but this is a 9:10 tip off Eastern time on True TV. Remember, go find True TV. I'll lay the 2.5 here. Okay, I don't buy Virginia. I think Colorado State in the Mountain West Conference, this is a chance to kind of say, wait a minute, this is why we got 6 teams in. We should not be in Dayton. I think there may be a chip on their shoulder for the Rams here. Just a more efficient team. Low scoring game. Most likely goes to the under, but I'll take the Rams to win the game and cover 2.5 points. CSU minus 2.5 for 1.1 units. Feel free to fade it. NIT. Oh boy. Now here, I'm going to give you a pick that I can't make official yet. Okay. I may be on this myself. I really want to take Georgia minus 1.5. I don't know if Xavier wants to be here. And motivation's a gigantic thing in this tournament, like we know, okay? Georgia's at home. They were 7-10-1 ATS at home. They're 7-3 over their last 10 games, 4-1 over their last five. Xavier's the complete opposite. Xavier was 7-8 ATS on the road. They're 2-8 over their last 10 ATS, and they're 1-4 ATS over their last five. I love the Big East. I love the SEC. Georgia's is really inconsistent. Lost by 5 to Florida. They beat Missouri by 5, but Missouri stinks. They lost by 14 on the road to Auburn. They beat Ole Miss by 3 as 2-point favorites, but they lost at home to A&M by 14 as 2-point dogs. They lost to LSU on the road. They covered in the game, but they lost. Auburn beat them by 21 points at home. Just a little bit concerned because the last team that Xavier played was UConn. And like going from a UConn game up against to Georgia is like, I don't know, like you're going from playing calculus or doing calculus to like algebra one, right? It can be tricky at times, but it's a whole lot easier to play against Georgia on the road or not. Now, how much does Xavier want to be there? We don't know. So I can't bet it officially, but like a part of me says, take Georgia. But I got this birdie on my shoulder saying it's the Big East, Matt. It's Xavier in the Big East. And that's the right side. Take the dog. It's a 1-point win, according to KenPom, for Xavier, for Georgia rather, 78-77. Georgia should win by one. Number's 1.5. If you want that, you can jump on it. I don't hate it at all. It may be a very good play. The play I do like, and well, the Big East does come into play here, is Butler. Butler is on the road, is at home rather, against Minnesota. 79-75, 4-point win according to KenPom. The number is 3.5. Now, Minnesota was tremendous at home ATS, and everybody, including me, loved to bet on Minnesota. But on the road this year, Minnesota is okay. They were 7-5 ATS versus 17-3. The Gophers didn't cover over their last four games, 1-4 over their last five. They were red hot, 24-8, one of the best teams ATS on the year. Butler was 14-17. Butler 3-7 over their last 10 games ATS. But again, this is the Big East, okay? They lost to Xavier by 4 in the Big East tournament. They beat them at home by 6 in the previous game. Tough to beat the team you just beat. They beat DePaul by 19, but that snapped a horrific stretch where they played Marquette, Creighton, Villanova, Seton Hall, St. John's. They lost them all, but that's a gauntlet. That is so hard to go through that. They're trying to play. I'm trying to see this. The NIT championship is played this year at Hinkle Fieldhouse, which is where we're going to see this game being played. Butler can play at home the entire tournament. Okay. They're at home. They're going to have a crowd, and look, there's some incentive, right? They win this game. They win 1, 2, 3, 4 games and they win the bracket all at home. They have a home court advantage. Now they weren't great at home, but motivation matters in these tournaments. I'm going to lay the 3.5 here with Butler. Again, it's difficult to say, but officially, I love the narrative. I love the fact that they play at home. They can win the NIT by playing in their home gym, which is huge, in my opinion, for Butler. I'll lay the 3.5 points. Butler -3.5 in the NIT for 1.1 units. I can't wait to watch this game. Butler at home against Minnesota, 3.5. Second play in the NIT, Kansas State. Let's talk about Kansas State here. I am really surprised that this number is as heavy as it is. Iowa opened up as a 6-point favorite. It's down to 5.5. Kansas State was 8-8 on the road this year, ATS. In the Big 12, they were 10-9-1. It's the best conference in basketball. Iowa was 13-8 in the Big 10. They were 11-6 at home. That's not right. That's over under. K-State was 11-9 in the Big 12. They were 9-7 on the road. Iowa at home was 6-10-1 at home this year. They were 7-13-1 in the Big 10. Iowa was 12-19-1 ATS on the season, and they were 3-6-1 over their last 10, 1-3-1 over their last 5. Why is Iowa 5.5-point favorites here? They lost by 12 to Ohio State in the Big Ten tournament. They lost by 12 at home to Illinois in their last home game. They beat Northwestern on the road, but they beat Penn State by 9 at home as 9-point dogs. They lost to Illinois by 10 on the road. They beat Michigan State on the road somehow. That was the shocker. And they beat Wisconsin at home, but that was after they lost. They didn't cover against Minnesota. They lost to Ohio or didn't cover against Ohio State. I mean, again, these are teams. This is a team that just, they may win the game, but this is too heavy. Kansas State plus 5.5. I think K-State has a real good shot at winning this game outright. On top of the fact that Iowa basketball fan, what are you watching? Iowa men in the NIT, are you getting fired up to watch Caitlin Clark play in Albany as the number one seed overall in the women's bracket? Like, who's going to go to this game besides people who are bored on a Tuesday night in Iowa City? I mean, they'll have some fans there, but this, it's not going to be, I mean, come on. Iowa State's a 2 seed with the chance to win it all. Hawkeye fans are not jumping up and down about being in the NIT. Kansas State, sometimes it's easier to play on the road in the NIT in these situations because you just go play basketball. You don't have to play in front of your friends or realize that like the place is half empty. Carver Hawkeye was always full for the women this year, not really for the men. The women have all the energy, all the attention. Give me K-State plus 5.5. K-State may win the game outright, but I'm taking the better team here. I'm taking K-State plus 5.5 for 1.1 units. Okay. So again, fade everything. Not going to make me upset at all. These are my bets. Okay. This is what I am betting. Things have been rough. Okay. But you know, maybe this is a feast day and maybe I'll go 3-0 here and you know, maybe the Houston bet comes in as well, but Houston, minus 15 in the first half for Friday. That's our first NCAA tournament bet. Colorado State in the play-in against Virginia, minus 2.5. Butler, minus 3.5 at home against Minnesota in the NIT. Kansas State, plus 5.5 on the road against Iowa, also in the NIT. All right. Hopefully we have a decent night here in college basketball. Hopefully we can end on a solid note now that we're in tournaments. It's happened before. End of the year, struggled. You know, kind of like the NFL struggled, then you get to the playoffs and things pick up. It's a little bit more consistent with how the teams are going to perform. You get maximum effort and whatnot. So hopefully things go well. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt every morning. The Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.